Hey, this is Olivier from Microsoft Open Technologies, and I want to show you how to use the new jQuery mobile theme for Windows Phone 8. So Windows Phone 8 has just been released, and if you're an HTML5 developer, you can consider leveraging the IE10 extended support for HTML5 in Windows Phone 8. So that means that you can also use your jQuery mobile code to build apps and mobile site for Windows Phone 8. So let me show you rapidly how that looks like, how to use that newly released theme for Windows Phone 8 for jQuery mobile apps. And let me start with a new type of project in Visual Studio 2012. And in the Windows Phone type of project, I'm going to choose a new template called HTML5 app. What this does is it actually provides a web browser control, full screen, and some menu. So that's a good starting point for an HTML5 based application for Windows Phone development. So I created the default app. Eventually, I can show you rapidly it looks like into the emulator. By just hitting F5, it starts the app. And you see just a blank page here, right, with the title and that's it. So now I want to bring jQuery Mobile to it. So I can eventually bring my code directly into that HTML folder here, where you have the index and CSS code. But eventually, using NuGet package, I can add a new package in that case, which is available on the NuGet library. Install package, and it's going to be jQuery Mobile theme for Windows Phone 8 Lite, because I just want a simple version, and you'll see in my next demo why I go with that version here. I will use version 0.0.2. I don't know exactly what the version will be when you see the demo, but eventually, without putting the version, you are able to just get the latest version of the package. So install dash package jqm theme for Windows Phone 8 Lite should do the work. So it sticks for the package, installs it, and here I can see in my Solution Explorer that has been adding some HTML code, JS code, and so forth. So it basically brought jQuery Mobile and also the skin, the theme for Windows Phone 8. So let me change the index page to the sample page that is provided within the NuGet package and restart the app. So here we are with the application. It actually shows how colors are applied, how some fonts are applied. You can see the input control, some sample buttons. You can see the slider, toggle switch, check boxes. Everything has a look and feel that is familiar, that is integrated into the overall experience on Windows Phone 8. So that allows you to have a very nice look and feel for your HTML5 based app using jQuery Mobile. So I just mentioned the fact that I went through the HTML5 template and I used the jQuery Mobile Lite theme. So let's go with another model, which is leveraging the support for Windows Phone 8 in Apache Cordova, previously known as PhoneGap. So PhoneGap has added that support for Windows Phone 8, so we will create a new solution here. I downloaded the latest version of Apache Cordova, and so I can find the template here called Cordova Starter. I don't care about the name exactly, so let me have that application created. For those familiar with Apache Cordova, it creates a native solution that hosts a web browser control and a bunch of ways to bridge the code between JavaScript and the native platform so that your JavaScript code can access to the hardware resources like the cameras, like the sensors, etc., etc. And I can see here in my .dub.dub folder, in my solution, that I have the actual HTML5 JavaScript CSS code for my application. Let's see how that looks like. That's the default one, should show a plain image and an indicator that Cordova has been loaded correctly. There we go. So now we're here. We want to add some jQuery Mobile code on top and apply a theme, the jQuery Mobile theme for Windows Phone 8. The full one this time. So let me go to my package manager control, install package, and JQM theme for Windows Phone 8. And the version will be, in my case, 001. But once again, you don't need to put the version here. You just need to put JQM theme for Windows Phone 8 as the package name. Or eventually, you can search it through the NuGet Package Manager. So here, the theme has been added, which means that a bunch of new images and JS code and HTML5 code has been added. So if I switch that default HTML page with the sample one that is provided with the NuGet package again, let me rename the theme start page sample here to show what it looks like. And let me start the application again. So here we are with the application, and this is a PhoneGap application, an Apache Cordova application, and on which the various controls do have that look and feel, which is a Windows Phone look and feel. So you can actually then go through the various controls and see how they look like. But eventually, you can also take a full advantage of the Apache Cordova plugins. In that case, for example, DateTime Picker is a control that is provided in the form of a plugin. So that means that I'm able to pick up the Time Picker from the native platform within my Apache Cordova application. So you've just seen rapidly how you can leverage the new jQuery mobile theme for Windows Phone 8 in both a simple HTML5 app or in an Apache Cordova application on top of Windows Phone 8. Thank you very much.